Welcome to Talk Seward County, a podcast of news and events to keep you connected to the stories that matter, featuring members of the Seward County Chamber and Development Partnership, local businesses, and residents of Seward County. Let's get started. On our program today, we are going to talk about the Seward County Historical Society, and I have the president, Stephanie Croston, of the Historical Society, and the Vice President, Jerry Meyer, with me today. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So let's dive right in about the Goner Museum and talk a little bit about the history and events and all of the exhibits and things. So let's start with you, Stephanie, a little bit about the history of it.
Okay. I believe the museum started, or the Historical Society started, in around 1967.
Okay.
There was a group of people in Seward County who felt it was important to preserve the history of the county. And we were around, the county itself was 100 years old approximately at the time. So it was an ideal opportunity to start collecting some of those artifacts and memorabilia and make sure that it wasn't lost to the blackness of history.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So I believe Gene Coulterman was one of the instigators, if you want to use that term, the founders of the Historical Society. And she was involved for many, many years, just recently has had to step back because of health issues.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But she was kind of the spearheading person for putting this together. I'm not sure how we ended up in Goner, but our museum is located in Goner, right off the main drag there. So if you come off the interstate, it's about a half mile to the north on your left. We have a campus with five different buildings on it. Our main building has a lot of the smaller exhibits in it, of course, as you would expect.
Yes.
From the clothing to the china to quilts. And we have a grocery store display that's got old cans and boxes and things, stuff that people could buy 50 years ago in the grocery store. We've got typewriters galore, which of course is my personal favorite, since I work at the newspaper and I used to use a typewriter, actually.
I did too.
So, yeah. And they've got the manual ones that, you know, you had to work out before you started typing on because they were so hard.
Yes.
But, so we have those. We have some trophy animals that are on display. We have Jerry's favorite baseball uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We have
and military.
And
there's military.
We've got a lot of uniforms. We've got weapons. We've got the anti-tank storage box that Hughes Brothers put together in World War II. We have one of those on display. So yeah, I mean, just a little bit of everything. We have a log cabin, log cabin in our main building, which is very cool. And that's got a really interesting history. It was actually found inside a house.
Wow,
really? The house had been built around the cabin and then added onto. And so when they were doing some renovations, I believe, they found it and were like, wait, what?
I did not know it was actually found inside of a house.
Yes, it was. Yeah, so that's part of the display is the history of that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a little bit of everything. We've got some cars. We've got a plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot of little small-town museums can say they have a plane. We have a plane. We have a schoolhouse that includes desks and the bells that they used to ring, and there are some lunch boxes as you walk in the door. I mean, you know, just everything that you can think of connected with all of these aspects of Seward County, we pretty much have somewhere at the museum.
I know, when you walk through, you see something new all the time. We've been out there a few times, and there's always different things you can look at, and what I always think is kind of fun is there's a lot of things that I saw my grandparents using.
Yeah.
You know, because they were from like the 20s, the 30s, and I can point those out to my children. It's like, I remember seeing this at your grandparents' house.
Yep.
And so, you know, they're learning not only about their family, but about their history. And, you know, everybody's so technology now, and they don't realize it's like, that was a typewriter,
uh-huh.
or this is what cameras look like, or
yep.
there wasn't a TV in every single room,
right?
You know, type of a thing, and just it's very unique.
Well, and speaking of being able to tell your kids about things, we do actually host Statehood Day activities, so the fourth graders come out and they're able to spend some time in the schoolhouse with one of our volunteers who was a teacher, and that can talk about what school was like 150 years ago, 100 years ago. And how it looks much, much different today from what it was then. And I think having opportunities like that are really great things for people to really interact with history.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't get to do that in a lot of places.
No, you don't.
It's all behind glass, and you go, oh, that's lovely, okay, moving on. You know, you can't touch, you can't sit in the desk, you can't ring the bell, you can't open the lunchbox, because it's all behind glass.
Yes. Yes, it's more interactive, and you get to go up and see it and look at touch it.
Of course, there are some things you don't touch.
Yes, of course. If
like
you
the
want
weapons,
to preserve
course,
them.
Yes.
And, I, and I've done that statehood day that last time, when, and I did one on the military history of Seward County. So, again, we can bring out excess uniforms, and we can have kids touch things. And that's one of those connections that they can make with, you know, some of the stuff is behind rope or behind a glass case, but some of the stuff isn't, you know, so, which is kind of neat about this. And it's got... I tell you, lots and lots of artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're overwhelmed by how much is inside the building.
Yeah. When they have, you have new ones, because I know when I was out, when we did our Visitors Bureau tour, we had our lunch there, and the wedding dresses as new, and so you kind of keep things updated. There's...
Yeah, we try to rotate our display, so, you know, if you come every year, you're going to see something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be, oh, yeah, that's the exact same, that's exactly how it looked when I'm here, so you're in fourth grade, you know. We do try to keep it fresh and updated, and so those people who come regularly aren't bored by the same old things.
That's great. You talked a little bit about one of the events, which is like the Statehood Day. Jerry, do you have kind of some of the other events that are
again,
going on?
Like I like the Statehood Day, and I'm an educator too, former educator, so the one-room schoolhouse is always kind of fascinates me. I'm kind of glad we got that. They moved it there from Pleasantdale. So it's an atypical wooden framed schoolhouse that you would have seen back in like when my grandmother taught in the 1930s. So it's kind of like going back in time, is you know showing children exactly what it was like to have grades 1 through 8 in
yes.
the room. And so you know, and my grandmother always said, you know, when I was teaching, she goes, "You have the toughest job." I said, "Teaching freshmen's not tough. I said, teaching grades 1 through 8 would be tough." And so you know, I always appreciated her thoughts and what she did. But it's great to have that there. It's great history.
It is.
Ebelsbacher House is another great move there. And then, like she said, all these buildings are just full of artifacts. And you can pick and choose some of the things you like. And I like the military collection. I really do. That's my favorite one. I get to go over there and talk to kids about that. We do take some of the weapons out of the cases and stuff, which is fun. So, but always good. Yeah, so some of the other things that are coming up that are on their schedule that are good for the museum is their car show flea market that's coming up. So flea market goes September to October. Heck, I was there for a meeting the other day, and I bought some stuff. And I see stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to get that. And so I know there's stuff there for people to pick up, so that helps us as a fundraiser. The car show is, one of my favorites. I can bring my Mustang out, dust it off, and get it out there, and you know, get a nice trophy. And it's lots of great prizes, and they do a great job. You know, it's a fundraiser for the museum, so
yes.
It's a chance for them to show off the train, the collection, the you know whatever's going on, flea market, everything that's going on that day. So that's Sunday, October the 1st, starting at 9 o'clock. So my car will be there, so I'll be preaching at the UCC church, and I'll go right over there, and get my car into the car show, and enjoy the day there. So
well, and it's fun with the car show too, because it's almost like a mini history museum itself,
it
because
yeah.
you can see all different. Eras, different types, and it's we love going to car shows and seeing.
Yeah.
My husband has a 73 Charger. I've been trying to get him to get it out and put it in. He's like, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. I hear that.
Might
a lot,
have to
yeah.
help him.
My wife's going to get it out of the garage before we sell it because it's like it's just sitting there collecting dust. So I love to dust it off and bring it out to the car show. It's always fun. But you're like, you get a chance to see a lot of cars. They do. I forgot what the number was. It was
over 100.
Yeah, it was over 100.
Yeah,
nice
that's
cars.
Great.
On our little space.
Yeah.
I mean, they're side by side by side. I mean, there's not a lot of extra space to get lost.
And I always like going out there, too, is that they'll have the trains running on that day. And so, you know, little train, miniature trains. And they always go, hey, get on that one of those cars. I'm kind of big for that. And they go, no, it didn't work. And then I go tooting around there saying, I have such a great time doing that. So,
the trains are fun.
Yeah,
that's
the group,
a great draw, too.
Where does that group come from? I know I've had a couple people ask me before.
They're actually from all over.
Oh, okay.
One lives near Goner. Most are from the Lincoln area.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the, I think, try to get the name right, the Northern Chippewa, Northwestern Chippewa Railway. It's a scale model steam trains that actually run.
Mm-hmm.
Big enough for everybody.
Yep, we rode them. I rode one.
Yeah, they don't look like they would sustain my weight, but they do.
Yeah. But yeah, the kids love those, of course. I mean, everybody loves trains. Who doesn't love trains, right? So yeah, to get to ride on that, and they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, free will donation for those who would like to donate. But that's a labor of love for those train people. They keep them parked out there. They've got a little train station. And,
yes, I love the train station.
Yeah, it's so cute. But yeah, that's a really fun thing for the kids to do. They get to ride this little train that's their size.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as scary as maybe a full-size train.
Yes, and I mean, they have their detail. They look just like the big thing.
They do, yeah.
Which is kind of a neat. My kids always like that. It's like, it looks just like the big ones, but it's small.
It smells. Yeah. You know, it's got that smell.
Yeah,
the
it's
smoke
the
and
steam
stuff,
smell,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, any other events going on?
Well, a lot of the stuff, I say we've got a pretty active Facebook page, so I know that, you know, people like Deb, they keep updates on there. So I would say, you know, people that are your listeners there, to go to the Facebook page, you know, Seward County Museum, you know, check out some of the really cool, she does a great job of photographing a lot of the exhibits, so you can
yes.
have an idea of things that are there. And like I said, we talked about the school and the Ambersbacher House and the plane, the vehicles, you know, you name it. There's in the log cabin. So those are all like things you'd see. But then again, when new things come in, like you talked about the wedding dresses and
mm-hmm.
you know, throughout, you know, these go back to 1868.
Yes.
You know, so mm-hmm. you know, people were a lot skinnier back then. You know, so
when they
feet
don't,
were a lot
who
smaller.
Been in
I always
them?
Look
yeah.
at the shoes because yeah. I don't have small feet.
I don't
and
either.
I look at the shoes and I go, nope.
When
fit
they
that.
Don't look like your typical wedding dresses that you think. Now you're thinking the white lace dresses
yeah.
and we
yeah.
saw a few of them. They're the high neck, they're dark colored.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would not want to get married in that.
Yeah.
But that was the style
yeah.
of the day.
Well, and they would then wear them for other events.
Yes.
So it wasn't just a one and done
for
those dresses. They had to wear them for Sundays, for weddings, other weddings, for funerals, for whatever dress-up occasions they had.
Mm-hmm.
That was their formal dress.
Yeah, because you didn't have the money or the means to go out and purchase
exactly.
whatever you wanted. You had your good clothes, and that was what you had.
And then you had your work clothes, and that
yes.
was it.
And with the Facebook thing, we always try to share. And they're really good about getting me the stuff for the buzz. We try to share out your events and everything in there. So we try to do what we can to help promote it. As far as, like, volunteer opportunities and things, what can people do?
Well, I tell you, big thing is the docents, the need for volunteers to be there when they're open. So they're
mm-hmm.
open Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4, Sundays from 1:30 to 5. The trains are running on the second Sunday of the month. That's
mm-hmm.
when you'll see a lot more traffic on those
yeah.
days. But it's always a need for docents, you know, somebody to be there to welcome people. It's not that difficult. You know, it's a lot of fun
mm-hmm.
to go out there and do that. But I would say docents is one. People to assist with general stuff like their cataloging. I mean, that's an endless job. We do that here at the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thankless job, but it's an endless job of putting stuff into computers, photograph, and doing all that fun stuff.
Yeah, and I think we're finally getting caught up on that now. We've had a group of four or five ladies who've been out there as often as they could possibly be out there to get all of that done and get that all cataloged for us into a searchable database.
Yes.
Or spreadsheet. So if your grandma, say, donated a china cup and you're not sure which one it was, using that spreadsheet, you can look it up and find it. And if it's on display, you can go look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in storage, at least you know it's in storage.
Yes.
So, because obviously we can't display everything.
No.
Because we don't have enough space. But yeah, we put as much as we can out there. And like I said before, we try to rotate through so it's different stuff every year, just to keep things fresh and keep people interested and keep them coming back.
Yeah, that's a labor of love to get all of that stuff cataloged and photographed
yeah.
and keep track of everything. Because like you
yeah.
said, you can't put it all out. So
as much as we'd like to.
Yes. Yes, you need to have that group that's kind of keeps track of everything that comes in. And
mm-hmm.
if you get new things.
Yep, and then just add them to the list.
Yes.
And the society does a great job of when the items are brought in, you know, to seriously look at how we can display these things. And Steph was making fun. I like the baseball uniforms. I was always saying, if they don't take them, Jerry Meyer will. I love those. They're old style. Yeah, the old style uniforms. And they're just.
That have
the
sponsors
all,
yeah, on the back.
Yeah.
You know, say Donor or whatever.
Yeah.
And Pleasant Dale and, you know, Seward. And they'll have the sponsor. They look so cool. But they were leaked teams at the time back in the day. And
all wool uniforms.
All wool and the
yeah.
heat. Oh, I tell you. But they're so cool. And then they have them displayed right when you walk in there. So it's kind of cool to see something on baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
that is really neat. So, is there anything else you'd like to
add? We are open from May to October.
Okay.
So the first whether it's the first Thursday or Sunday in May, whichever falls earlier, that would be our opening date.
Okay.
And then the last Thursday or Sunday of October would be our final. We usually do a Halloween-themed day towards the end of October, mm-hmm. so kids can come in their costumes.
Fun.
We'll have candy and stuff that they can take and then go home with their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what we do.
I know.
Here's some cake.
We are a nonprofit, so if you come out to see us, we are free.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to donate as much or as little as you choose. We like the bigger donations, of course, because those all go toward our general fund to help fund the electricity and the plumbing and, you know, the sewer and the all of that kind of stuff.
Keep it all up and running.
Exactly,
your operations budget.
Yep, and we are all volunteers. There's nobody out there who's paid.
Mm-hmm.
We've had part-time curators before. We currently do not. But everybody who's working out there, it's all their own time. They're donating it. They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it for the love of the history.
Well, and that's fantastic that you can have people out there to do that, to keep it open so that everybody can come out and see it. Because mm-hmm. before I moved to Seward, I didn't realize it was out there. And now that I've been out there, I'm like, this is a great place.
Yeah.
We've taken the kids. You know, it's just a fun, unique place to be.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy to become a member. You just fill out our little form. You give us $10. You're a member for a year.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yep.
Anything else to add?
Thank you for coming out today.
Well, yeah, we appreciate your time, too. I always like to spread the word on fun things to do in Seward County, and this is definitely one of them, so I encourage everybody to go out and see it. Well, October's coming soon, so you got to go out and see it now, but, I mean, I'm sure you'll have something great coming up in May then again next year.
We'll
so
kick off the next season with who knows what our next displays will be.
It'll be a surprise.
That'll be amazing.
To be continued,
exactly.
I guess you could say. So, well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right.